that stupid fool left his Steam Deck unprotected. Oh, that new Giga Chad Gamza model still pisses me off, that son of a bitch! I can't believe he would sexually objectify women that way! Oh, that disgusting patriarchal pig! This whole situation is starting to piss me off! I'm so tense right now! You know what? I'm gonna use this device to blow off a little steam. Okay, let's see here. H-E-N-T-A-I. That's how you spell happiness. Oh yeah! Nothing like 2D double D's. Oh, what's this? Loot apocalypse? Ha! Well, lucky for her, I'm dressed for the apocalypse. And as for you, my little pretty, I'll make sure both of us feel plenty of pleasure. Oh, you're so naughty.
The fuck? You nasty bitch, get away from my Steam Deck.
Damn you, Gamza! How dare you interrupt my sacred time?
Huh, always knew you were a degenerate, eh, hentai boy?
I wish GW would just delete your ass.
Oh, how they have tried, but it didn't work. And you see, that's where our video begins.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, December 31st, 2022. I am Luigi, with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What show lies in wait for us today? First, what horrors await us in 2023? Lock in your predictions. Then, for the finale, she's right. Grow up and drink your high fructose corn syrup. That's the show. If I get this out before midnight, it will be a fucking miracle. It'll be a miracle. A New Year's Day Festivus miracle. Okay, let's start the show. What horrors await us in 2023? Lock your predictions in. Pictures of black dude passed out in a sea of despair and evil. I made a thread exactly like this. It got no replies and it died immediately. You know, it takes a special skill to put a thread onto 4chan and have it reach page 10 and fade off into nothingness. I possess such a skill. This American says, OP will stop being gay. We can only hope. We can only hope. This Anon says, I predict I'm going to continue to spend upwards of 35 hours a week browsing poll and further degrading my mind with the nigger shit that is posted to this board. How much more horror can one witness? Oh, much more. Much more in 35 hours a week? That's fucking rookie numbers, bitch. It's rookie numbers. This Jew says, pedophilia legalized. You see, anonymously, they can just say what they really believe. Without fear of the Goyim figuring it out. We already know. He knows we know. He's letting the mask slip. Fucking Jew. Pedophile Jew. This America says, Russia or NATO will detonate a nuke. I hope so. I fucking hope so. Probably not, though. The recession will finally show itself a destroyer economy harder than 2008. So fucking likely. So incredibly likely this year. It will fucking happen. I will not be Tim Pool in the Civil War. I will be Lou in the stock market calls. I would be. Mass layoffs. Mass layoffs are already happening. But yes, mass layoffs will happen. Yes, that's a good prediction. That's a good one. Mass layoffs. Yes. This dude says World War III. We're already in it, bro. We're already in it. Half-Life 3 never coming out. Yeah. Half-Life 3 will never come out, you fool. That's a V meme. Go to V. This Finnish Anon says, things will get more expensive again. And wages will not go up again. Well, I mean, if wages went up too, then everything would be even more expensive, right? It would be even more inflation. We're already fucked with inflation. Let's just print another $1 trillion for a $1 trillion bill. You know, we gotta keep the government running. Let's write a $1 trillion bill like we always have in the past to keep the government going. That we always wrote $1 trillion bills to keep the government going, right? Trillions of dollars. Right? Something like that. David Blaine is going to make all of our wieners disappear. That would be quite the trick. The trannies would be ecstatic. My dick is gone! My dick is gone, Mommy! My dick is gone! I'm a real woman! I'm a real woman! Why do I still feel miserable inside? I thought this was going to fix it. What's going on? No, honey, that misery is in every human being. You have to live with it. Samerica says nothing will happen again. Dude, fucking Ukraine war was this year. That was pretty cool. Last year, and America lost a bunch of shit. Joe Biden did multiple failures once more. That was pretty entertaining. This dude says America falls below 45% white. That would be horrific. That would be fucking horrific. It would truly be a minority. This dude says it will finally buckle. Everything will finally buckle. We can only hope. Everything should just crash into oblivion. Implode within itself. Finally. This leaf says silver goes to over $100 an ounce. But I miss it because I went broke holding little penny stocks the last 2 years when silver went from 30 to 19 an ounce. Something about penny stocks and silver. Silver goes higher, you won't miss it, dude. It will stay high for a while. I mean, it's not like the price of silver is Bitcoin, where it fluctuates rapidly over time. It's pretty stable. Same with gold and other valuable materials. They're pretty stable. The Slovakian says recession is coming. That is my prediction. Recession. That's a good one. That's a good prediction. Pretty easy one to make. Yeah, more recession. How many billions of dollars will we send Ukraine in 2023? How many billions can they fucking slip by to the Ukraine money laundering scheme before Americans notice? How many trillions of dollars of inflation will it take for the regular normie to fucking notice something for once? Why is my lunch $20 now? Why is it $20? Guess I'll just keep working. Fuck it. Fuck doing anything about this. I can't do anything. I'll just keep working and continuing my miserable life. This America says rolling for Biden having a stroke and he fails miserably. This America says March gas goes up to $7 nationally. Maybe. Depends if the economy crashes or not. I mean, really, we need the economy to crash. There to be mass... Dude, imagine mass layoffs coupled with the economy crashing. How fucking amazing of a year that would be. Fuck, lay me off. I don't give a fuck. Lay me off. Doing too much work now. Too much work. Lose working too much now. Holy fuck, went from no work to too much work. Can I just have a good middle ground where I don't have to work very much and get paid lots of money? Oh, I just need to make a shill YouTube channel where I shill and suck fucking homosexual dick. I love Marvel, and I love superheroes, and I love... oh my gosh, new information came out about how YouTube was censoring people. Guys, get this. If you used profanity in the first 15 seconds of your video, which is basically like every one of my videos, you were instantly algorithmically demoted to an equivocal demotion of saying the word nigger. Like, if you said nigger in your video... And your video didn't get banned somehow, but it was still flagged as being racist or something. Okay, that was the equivalence of cussing in the first 15 seconds of your video. That's how bad it was. Like, holy fuck, you can't even say fuck in YouTube videos anymore. You can't even say fuck or shit or cocks or dick or balls or faggot or dicks or nigger or spick or bug. I don't know. What's kike? I say nigger already. Nigger. It's the worst one. It's the only one that matters. Nigger. Nigger, nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Niggers will tongue my anus, says a Confederate Anon. I needed that. Nuclear war, 5 billion dead. Worst part is it will ruin Black History Month. Or maybe fix it. Nuclear war. I don't think nuclear war would... I don't know. I feel like Russia could nuke a country with no repercussions, but maybe I'm completely wrong. I was completely wrong about them invading Ukraine in a day. Maybe I'm wrong about them nuking somewhere without repercussions, because I think US would use it as justification to spend more money we don't have. So America says brain implants. In 2023, maybe for like retarded people with no sight, maybe. Vax deaths en masse. Eh, Red Deer, sure. One of my friends on Odyssey was asking about Red Deer. Red Deer is just a post that was made on 4chan about people dying in September of, I don't know, 2020 or something. I don't know. It was a complete false prediction, okay? It was a false prediction. But, you know, like I say, every prediction on 4chan's a little ahead of the curve. It's a little ahead of the curve. So maybe Red Deer was just a little too gung-ho with its time frame. You know, it was a little early to the party. Then we got war, drafts, FEMA camps, CBDC. Shh, dude, there will never be a draft in our lifetime. There will never... If there's a draft in my lifetime, holy fuck, I'll put a shoe on my head. It's just not gonna happen. It would be political suicide to who's ever in office. It would be political suicide. It would be... It's unheard of now to have a draft, which is we will need a draft if there's a war. We will need it. Our military is a fucking joke right now. It's a fucking joke. You should see our carriers. They look like horrible shit styes with their fucking undisciplined tranny faggots doing everything. It's horrible. This American says more butt fucking, but now with the blessing of Christianity. Oh my God, Christianity. I get it. A lot of my viewership is Christian. I get it. Okay? But I've said it in my past show, and I lost like 5 viewers that day. I am an atheist, okay? And I even believe that Christianity, to a point, enables Jewish people. And I think Open Mind posted a video. If I'm messing the person up on Odyssey, sorry. But I think it was Open Mind that posted a video about... It was this dude doing an in-depth dive of how Jews have co-opted Christianity and... They basically fucked the Bible up and Jesus is a secret Jew or something. like Christianity was made by the Jews to trick people into worshiping the Jewish God. Like a singular God to get away from paganism and shit. It was super fucking interesting, but I disagreed with a lot of it. It was kind of a cool take on it. And some of it's true. Like the people that picked out the books of the Bible, that was a bunch of Jews. Like a bunch of Jews picked out which books of the Bible were going to be allowed in it. So, yeah, it's all Jewish schnageling, guys. It's all Jewish schnageling. My uncle is the biggest Christian, dude. He's Catholic, really. Catholic, Christian, whatever. He's the biggest fucking Catholic Christian, whatever, in existence. And he went to fucking Israel. Fuck, his wife was Jewish as fuck. But they went to Israel and they sucked Jewish dick, and it's hard for me to can't open that topic with them. It's just not even broachable with that part of my family. They're so brainwashed that Jews are Hitler's bad. World War II. Hitler's bad. Jews are amazing. They got persecuted, Lou. They were holocausted, Lou. They were holocausted. How dare you say anything about them? How dare you? Are you Hitler, Lou? Are you Hitler? We fought to end Hitler. I fought to end Hitler, Lou. Are you talking against me? Because you're talking about Jews?
I mean, that's literally where it goes. It's insane. A level of brainwashing. Like, what do they do to these people? It has them just defending these. Like, I believe they would take a bullet for these fucking people. That's insane. You don't even know these people, and they would kill you for shekels in an instant, and you would defend them? You would defend these monsters?
This American says a slow, deliberate crawl to our demise. Fast enough to notice, too slow to act. As intended. Holy fuck, that is wise, but also Reddit spacing, holy fucking kill yourself. I mean, Anhero yourself. Don't kill yourself, that's glowing, and holy fuck, who knows what the FBI might do with that. Don't kill yourself, that's bad. Don't do that. Be safe, Anon. Go Anhero. Become Anhero. You need to become Anhero. That's what you need to do. Become Anhero. Go play with some rope, like that guy that stopped by my store the other day. Go play with some rope.
very fun. This BritBong says 20% inflation. Dude, no way. No way. If it even gets to double digits, I'll be impressed, but it will. They do weird shenagling. Lunch could be $50, and they'd be like, inflation is 15%. Based on the trajectory of Uranus this morning. Famine, zero Aryan births, record race mixing, annihilation of Palestine, famine. Dude, I mean, Israel could probably nuke Palestine right next. Just tactically nuke it. And like, and they would get away with it. And people would probably feel bad for them that they nuke. Like, aw, poor Israel had to nuke Palestine and kill all those children. How bad for Israel. Let's send them another couple trillion. So tiresome. Job crisis. Worldwide zombie apocalypse caused by the vaccine and 5G towers. That'd be something. If the 5G towers cause a zombie apocalypse and then everyone rebels and destroys everything, then wouldn't the 5G towers turn off immediately and then the zombie apocalypse would be over? Doesn't make sense. Also, don't let any of the niggers know that there's some highly valuable metals in those towers. Don't let them know. They might steal them or something. They might try to get copper out of it. This Leaf says, new COVID variant. No one cares much to seething of our overlords. Yeah, they may try to push some thing for the 2024 election to try and push their shenagling. Ukraine enters a stalemate? Fuck no. No. Why? Because we send them another trillion fucking dollars. Another trillion for Ukraine. So the money summits. Like, they're going to run out of men eventually. Eventually, they will run out of men. Global recession and debt crisis. Please. Holy fuck, please. Please let it be linked to used cars. So I can get a used car for dirt fucking cheap. Please. Iran gets a nuke. Dude, if Iran got a nuke, they would use it within a year. I mean, it's fucking zero impulse control poos. You think they're not going to use that fucking nuke? Hopefully they would use it on Israel. Just end our fucking problem. But knowing us, they would use it on Israel and then they would like missile barrier it down. They would stop the nuke and it would blow up in the air and they'd be like, they tried to nuke us. Samson option. And everything would get worse. Everything would get fucking worse. Maybe they would succeed, though, and actually nuke Israel, and everything would get better. Everything would instantly get better. We could blame them for everything, and our Jewish problem would be gone. Be something. Okay, next thread. Finale thread. She's right. Grow up and drink your high fructose corn syrup in response to this picture. This twat from Angela Belcamio went on a blind date last night. We met at a coffee shop. He ordered his coffee black. I got up and left. Sure sign of a wannabe alpha male who lives at home. 180,000 views, 1,000 likes. Holy fucking shit. This American First Post says that never happened. That never, which you don't think it happened? I don't know. I think it's very possible it happened. I think that happens every day. Also, why the fuck? Black coffee is good. Okay, look, I like anybody like creamer in my coffee, you know, put a little bit of that French creamer in there, put, you know, an inch of that French creamer sugar in there. Delicious, yum. Tastes like a fucking candy drink. I mean, you're turning it into a children's drink. I mean, you're projecting, okay? You're projecting, kind of. Like, you know you're a child because you're drinking a children's drink, and just because this guy drinks it black like a fucking adult. He's an alpha male wannabe. It's just so crazy. So out there. God forbid a man just drinks black coffee. It's not even that bad. It's not even that bad. Wow, it's a little bitter. Holy fuck. God forbid. A little bitter drink. God, grow some fucking testicles. Holy fucking shit, woman. Inject some testosterone in those veins, you holy fucking shit, you estrogened out, you estrogen filled mush brain. Samarica says she looks like a meth whore. Is she sure it wasn't the guy next to her in AA? Oh, that's rough. If she's doing AA, she's trying to get better. What a strange thing to say, this Leaf says. I guess. It's kind of a jackassy thing for a woman to say. Holy fuck, woman, you're about to hit the wall. You should be trying to settle down and have children. What are you doing? You fucking idiot. What are you doing? Find a man. Find a good man. Don't... I mean, holy fuck, you're getting mad at him for drinking black coffee. Holy shit. Who would want to date you? Who would want to date... Like, who's going to be your perfect man? Someone that... There's like... Like, if coffee is your breaking point, holy shit, what a relationship that would be. Hi, honey, I bought you a red car. Oh, fuck, you wanted a blue car? I got you a red car, and you wanted a blue car? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, let's have some drama today. Oh, that's exactly what would happen. This American says, imagine being around this cunt. I would rather not. I would rather not, thanks. I just did, and it's not pleasant. So America says, what a lucky guy. Dodged that bullet without even making a motion. Tune in next week when she complains about not being able to find good men. Yeah, he really did dodge a bullet, though. Holy fuck. If she's freaking out about black coffee, man. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Imagine what she would do to your children. Imagine what she would do to your fucking children. Ruin them. They'd probably grow up and stab you after becoming a tranny. This German says... I'm confused. I don't put sugar in my coffee because it's too sweet. I don't put cream in my coffee because it lightens the coffee flavor. What am I supposed to do with my coffee? Why do I have to ruin it with sugar or cream? Yeah, you get some really good coffee that's not too bitter, actually, and it's really nice black. It's hard to find, though, to get a really good, but you gotta kind of do a light coffee if you want to drink it like that. Or maybe you just like super bitter coffee and go heavy dark. Go heavy, dark, black. Holy fuck. Ugh, ugh. No thanks. Too strong. Too strong. Too fucking strong. This dude responds, I don't put anything in my coffee because it tastes like shit no matter what. I drink it for the caffeine, not the flavor. Hey, come on, man. Flavor matters. I hate people that say that. I don't drink it for the flavor. I drink it for the caffeine. Holy fuck. Then just buy caffeine pills. Just, if you're not drinking it for the coffee, then just get a caffeine pill. Take a caffeine pill like a crazy man. Okay, because that's what you're doing. Have some fucking dude, have some enjoyment out of life, man. You know, buy the good coffee. Put some pride into how you prepare it or whatever, and get some, you know, enjoyment out of that. Don't make it just a chore to do in the morning to get going. That's no fun. That's no fun. You can make it into something special. This German says, guy dodged a bullet. What you are all forgetting about women with high and unreasonable standards is that you will never be legally shackled to them. You see, women are shit. Living with women is shit. They wouldn't have to put a legal collar on men if they wanted to live with women long term. These 35-year-old shrews who want the 3-6s are doing you a favor. Oh, man, I don't know. I feel like there is true love. There are people that really do get along. And I feel like if you have a healthy relationship, you two help and encourage each other and grow and, you know, all the good things. But there's... way more unhealthy relationships than good ones. Far more. I mean, adults are mainly just children that have no idea what they're doing, thrown into life without the guardrails on. And they're just trying to wing it. This America says, do people even meet at coffee shops for a date? It seems like a forced idea. I always met dates at a bar. Dates at a bar? Wow, you're going to get a long and lasting relationship with that. But fucking taking chicks to a bar. Wow, get fucking loaded up on alcohol. Holy fuck, fucking ambitions. Let's go fuck. It's a great relationship. Jesus Christ, people are stupid. Like, that's just as unhealthy. That's just as unhealthy. What, going and banging chicks after drinking bunches of alcohol? Yeah, good job. Wow, you're fucking succeeding at life. Healthily. Not. This American says, to be fair, if you live at home, you should not be trying to date. Sad, but, I mean, dude, welcome to the fucking millennial lifeline and the Zoomer lifeline now. I mean, what the fuck? How are you good? Is a fucking Zoomer going to go and buy their own home now? Is he going to go work for 10 years and go buy his own fucking home now, dude? With these interest rates? Are you fucking insane? Dude, he would have to make like $3,000 every other week or some shit. He'd have to be making like $20 an hour, dude. Crazy fuck. Not be living at home or with someone. I mean, you almost have to live with people now. Unless you're rich or know people that are rich, you're almost required to. Because our economy and our system is so fucking broken. This America says if you drink good coffee, you wouldn't need it to be 90% creamer. Yeah, exactly. I've had really good black coffee that's just really good plain. If you have good enough coffee, you don't really need it. And I mean, if you're going to drink it plain, I'd get a lighter variety. Everyone just instantly gets the darkest coffee they can. They want it to be as strong as possible. I want the most caffeine! I want the most caffeine! No. Fucking calm down. Calm your tits. Holy fuck. Oh my gosh. What a duplicitous cunt, really. This dude like went through her replies and this chick's like, I'm a female and I drink coffee black. She replies, likewise. Likewise. What the fuck? This bitch is just attention-seeking whore. Holy fuck. What's wrong with women? What's wrong with women? Fuck this alpha male. Also, I like black coffee. Whatever, you insecure cunt. This America says, green text living at home. So she doesn't date over 50% of guys? More guys than not aren't living on their own. And I know she wasn't seeing someone mid-30s. There's a site you can go to where you put in what kind of male you want. And it tells you what percentage of the population is that male. And I swear to God, every time it's like less than 1%. It's like 0.002%. of the eligible population that woman wants is what she wants. You're like, you're never going to find that perfect man. Good fucking luck. Good fucking luck. You're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. You'll go find someone to bang tomorrow, though. Sure. But you're not going to get that perfect man. Good luck. This America says, and then everyone applauded? Question mark. I guess she got fucking 1,000 updutes. Some people applauded. 1,000 people applauded. This Anon says, upon examining her Twitter for a while, really sitting in the back seat of her station wagon, I'm not sure if she's a serious person at all. Furthermore, I think you made this thread yourself, Angela. This guy responds, based investigator Anon. Oldiesmovie.gif. Really? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Anon? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? This American says, if a woman arranges the date at a caffeinated Jew trough, I ghost her there. I don't know. Maybe I would look through the window and be like, oh, is she hot? Is she passable? No. Okay, I'm out. No, that'd be fucked up. That'd be fucked up. I would go say hi. I'm not that much of a dick. This American says, bitch's hairline is worse than mine. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's Sakura bad. It's pretty bad. Pretty fucking terrible. This America says, I'm glad I drink my coffee black so I don't have to listen to this cunt. Yeah, I got, what does the coffee being black have to do with you listening to that cunt? What the fuck? I guess those two things kind of go together. Oh my gosh, explosions. Holy fuck. New year, am I gonna get the show? I don't know if I'm even gonna get the show out on time. I better fucking... That's the show! I gotta get it out. I have an hour. I don't have enough time to even edit this fucking thing. Holy fuck, I'm blabbling too much. I'm blabbling, blabble, blabble. This America says, guarantee that if he was 6 feet tall, made six figures, and looked like he could win a fight against another man, she wouldn't have cared about the coffee or anything else. Dude, whatever you say, man, the grass is always fucking greener. There's women with, like, this guy that's taking them yachting around the world. He's rich. He has a six-pack of abs. He has a fucking yacht he's taking this bitch around the world in. Ope, and she's breaking up with them because it's not enough. It's not fucking enough because it will never be enough for these women sometimes because the grass is always greener. They're with this dude that's yachting her around the world and she's like, well, there's got to be a better guy out there. This guy's yachting me around the fucking world. Holy fuck. What's the next guy gonna do for me? Yacht me around the world with flowers? Holy fuck, I can't wait for that guy. I mean, these women are delusional. Some men are fucking crazy. That's the show. Another show down. Another day completed. Year 2022 gone. I can't do the 2022 This Is Lou anymore. I mean, it rhymed. 2022 This Is Lou. I didn't even do it. I said Luigi all the time. Even though 2022 and Lou rhyme, I would do Luigi because it just sounds cooler. So I guess it doesn't really matter. Oh well, the rhyme's gone. The year's gone. New Year's here. What do you guys think? What was your favorite thing of the year? What do you look forward to in the new year? I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Hey.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I haven't played Yu-Gi-Oh! Since 2005.
That's awesome. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hyrule?
Hyrule. How about rock, paper, scissors?
Okay, that's fine, too.
Rock paper, scissors. I go first?
Okay, no problem.
4, 5. Draw for turn?
You can't do that.
I thought you draw a 6, whoever goes first.
Nah, like, yeah, you can't. That's like the new rules.
Okay, for my first move, the Celtic Guardian, Swords of Revealing Light. This card, if you don't know what it does, for 3 turns you
can. I know what it does.
Okay.
This hand is perfect.
I end my turn.
Active Melody of the Awakening Dragon response.
What does that do?
It just adds Blue Eyes directly from my deck to my hand.
Oh, Blue Eyes White Dragon? I like Blue Eyes.
I special summon Dictator D.
What happened to Lord of D?
I summon Sage. Special summon Blue Eyes Alternative White Dragon.
What the heck is going on?
Special summon Blue Eyes White Dragon.
How are you summoning so many cards?
Link summon into Nightmare Phoenix.
Link summon? What is that?
Use this effect to destroy your swords of Reading Light.
Not my swords.
Summon Selene. Summon Axis Code. Summon into Blue Eyes Twin Virgil. Summon into Blue Eyes Spear Dragon. Attack for game.
You know what? I quit.